Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on cladding was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 24th of August 2018. Throughout our industry, we have been hearing many buzzwords this year. One in particular is cladding. Cladding is not just an issue faced by strata managers, it is an issue for property managers as well. The home building regulations have been amended this week to include cladding as a major defect in new builds, which begs a question for all agents. So what actually is cladding? Cladding is a term which describes the material used to cover the external wall or roof of a building. Common materials used for cladding include weatherboard, lightweight panels such as aluminium composite panels, polystyrene products and metal sheeting. External cladding materials, including aluminium composite panels, are safe if they are installed in accordance with the National Construction Code, NCC, relevant technical standards, and local laws. If it is a safe product, why is cladding a problem and now classified as a major defect? After the fire in Grenfell, London in 2017, which resulted in the deaths of 72 people due to combustible cladding causing the fire to spread throughout the whole building, the New South Wales Government established the Fire Safety and External Wall Cladding Task Force. The task force identified a number of buildings in New South Wales which had the combustible cladding used in its construction. The combustible cladding is generally a cheaper imported type of material containing a high ratio of polyethylene, which does not meet the Australian building standards and, like most knockoffs, looks almost like the more expensive and safer variety. The use of cladding with more than 30% polyethylene is now banned in New South Wales, and the changes to the laws are retrospective, meaning that older buildings which have the banned materials may be issued with rectification orders to minimise the risk to the owners and occupants. The task force began inspections of buildings in 2017, and in June, the state government said Fire and Rescue New South Wales had assessed 2,280 buildings and found 417 in need of closer investigation. So what does this mean for strata managers? It means an audit of the strata schemes your agency manages in conjunction with your fire safety inspectors, and where inspections have not already been conducted, contacting New South Wales Fire and Rescue and requesting inspections of buildings that are identified to be of risk. It may also mean having to initiate discussions with your owners' corporations with regards to available funds should rectification be required and warranty periods expired. And what does this mean for sales agents and property managers? It means it is a good time to go along to a training session offered by New South Wales Fair Trading and become more knowledgeable about the issue. You may be faced with questions from purchasers or tenants regarding the building they are looking to buy into or enter into a lease. This issue is one of safety and most definitely could result in a material fact relating to a known health and safety risk of the building. Whilst no one is expecting the agent, strata sales or property management, to be a building inspector and have the ability to identify the combustible products on site, it is important that you are able to understand and explain the regulations and processes should you be asked the questions.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.